So on our first day, we spoke something about what is Atma Krandana, or the crying of the soul, and how that manifests in crying to Krishna to send his guru, and then how that later changes again after the disappearance of guru, and we cry in separation. And yesterday we spoke something about Krishna leaving Vrindavan and why Krishna stayed in Mathura. Mm-hmm. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu, he says, because of the cows. Mm-hmm. Nanda Maharaj wanted to bring all of Vrindavan to Mathura, but Krishna told him, Father, the cows are our deities. And if they come to Mathura, how many parks are there in Mathura? Where were they? We have millions and billions of cows. Where will they all eat? You have to take care of the cows. And Father, if you love me, then you stay in Vrindavan and you take care of the cows. So, a very tragic scene ensued after that. Nanda Maharaj had to leave Krishna behind. He promised Mother Yashoda that I'll bring him back and we'll return very soon. So Nanda Maharaj, he started on his way to Vrindavan, and after a few feet he'd stop and turn back, and he would jump off the cart and run back and embrace Krishna, and both of them would cry. And then Nanda Maharaj would turn around and start going again, and he would go another few feet, and again he would stop and turn around and start crying and come back and embrace Krishna. And this went on, some say, for several days. And then finally, Krishna said, Father, Mother's waiting. You have to return. And so the Nanda Maharaj began to go. And meanwhile, Balaram was stuck in the middle. He was looking to Nanda Maharaj, and the devotees, the cowherd boys, were returning to Vrindavan. And Balaram would take a few steps in that direction, then he would stop and he would turn back and look at Krishna. And then Balaram would begin crying and he would start going back toward Krishna. Then he would stop and look back to Nanda Maharaj and again start walking in that direction. Until finally Balaram returned and stayed with Krishna. So what happened when Nanda Maharaj returned to Vrindavan? Some of the Brijbasis, they saw the cloud of dust rising in the distance, and they all became very excited. Krishna's returning. Nanda Maharaj promised. He's going to bring Krishna back, and you see that Krishna's coming back, and everyone in Vrindavan came out on the road, and they were waiting for Krishna and Balaram to come back. And Nanda Maharaj came. And they saw that Krishna and Balaram weren't there. Nanda Maharaj couldn't look at any of them in the face. He didn't say anything to anyone. He was just holding his head down. And he, not saying anything to anybody, he just went to his home. And he didn't come out for 3 days. After 3 days, someone, Sanatana Goswami says, someone came to tell him, Tatastvad Gamanasam cha hitva saha yashodaya. Mritta praya bhavan matra rebhire nasanam mahat. The Nanda Maharaj. The Brijbasis, they've all decided that they want to die. And they're all going to fast until death because Krishna hasn't returned. And when Nanda Maharaj heard that, he came out. And he spoke with him, no, please, don't do this. Krishna loves you. What happens when some people living in this village 100 years ago, before cars and things, when they went to the big city of Brussels? What would happen? It was a long journey for them. And these were simple country people, maybe not living here, but living around the area. And when they would go to Brussels, they would buy something from the city to send back to their friends and family. That's what country people do when they go to the big city. So Nanda Maharaj, he said, please, don't do like this. He said, Krishna hasn't forgotten you. Krishna loves you. And see, Krishna sent some nice ornaments and some gifts for all of you. And Krishna sent this for you, and he sent this for you. And in this way, he went around to all the bridge bossies, and he distributed the gifts that Krishna had sent. What was the reaction of the bridge bossies? Brinda, how would you feel if Krishna sent you some gifts, some nice ornaments? Would you like that? Yes. But did you know the bridge bossies didn't feel that way? Sanatana Goswami, he describes their reaction, what they said. Aho bata mahat kastam vayam etad abhisprasva etad prasada yogascha gyapta krishnena sampati tadasmaj jivanam dik dik tiste kante dunapiyat nandagopam shadig digye tam chakvaitan yupanayan. What is this? Krishna thinks that we want these damn things, and he threw those things on the ground. Krishna thinks we want some toys, some possessions, and they're going to be more valuable to us than him. What do you want more, Brinda? Do you want Krishna, or do you want some nice ornaments? You want Krishna. Good. So those bridge bossies became very disturbed. Krishna thinks that we care about these damn things more than we care about him. They said, to hell with our life breath, which somehow is staying in our body. And to hell with Nanda Maharaj and the gopis who left Krishna behind and brought us these things. Nanda Maharaj, he told them then, no, please don't be like this. Krishna sent this to you with love. And then the bridge bossies, they thought, Shri Krishna tra samagatya prasada dravya sangrahat dikshagya palakan asman nitaram kripashishyati. Oh, we should take these things. Because Krishna said, Ayasya, I'm returning. Ayasya, he's returning very soon. It must be true. They're clinging to hope. And when he returns, Krishna will be happy when he sees that we're wearing the ornaments that he gave us, that we never forgot him. Although Krishna forgot us. Krishna went to Mathura and he stayed there for some time. And after staying in Mathura, then he went to Dwarka. It's a long story. And our acharyas, they described that one day in Dwarka, Rukmini, she came to speak to the other 16,107 other wives. And she told them, Krishna's been behaving in a very strange way. Yuyam shrinota vittani tarhi tarhi shutani me kemapi kemapi brute ratro swapan apina babi madura maduram pritya dhenar iva vavayati kvachit utta sakiganam kamschid gopam ivata mano haran samabinayate vangsi vatram tri bangi parakritam. She said that, all of you, please listen. Strange thing has been happening with Krishna. In the middle of the night, while he's sleeping in the bed next to me, sometimes Krishna starts calling Pingala for the cows. And sometimes he calls for his very beautiful cowherd boyfriends. And sometimes, while he's lying there in bed, his beautiful form bends into a threefold bending form. And he acts like he's putting a flute to his lips. And sometimes he says, Mata, give me some muckin. And sometimes he starts speaking to me, but he doesn't call me Rukmini. He says, "Oh, Radhe, Lalita." And sometimes he says, "Chandravali." Why? And he starts pulling on my clothes. And sometimes, while Krishna's sleeping, he starts crying. And his pillow becomes soaked with his tears. The Brijbasis, they didn't know what to do. They were the Dwarkabasis, excuse me. And they had some discussion at that time. Padmavati, whose Dushta Kangshaya Janana Jada Hatta Vichara Sa, Krishna's Kangsa's senile little crazy wicked mother. She said, "What is this problem with these people of Braj? They're always complaining. These people of Braj, they're rascals. They're nonsense. They have no mercy." And she started criticizing the Brijbasis. And Krishna was there. And Padmavati, she said, "These people in Vrindavan, they were so bad. They made Krishna do hard work, taking the cows out every day. And they weren't even kind enough to give him a pair of shoes. They made him go barefoot." Actually, our acharyas say that Krishna never wears shoes in Vrindavan, because Krishna wants to touch the ground at Vrindavan with his feet. He gets so much happiness from that. But Padmavati can't understand. And she says, "And the sun was so hot and they didn't give him an umbrella. And not only that, they didn't even feed him properly. He was so hungry, he used to have to go and steal butter. And then the poor boy, because he was so hungry, they weren't feeding him properly. When he would go and steal makkhan, what would they do? They tied him up with ropes. Those people are nonsense. What obligation does Krishna have to them?" And Padmavati said, "Krishna, why are you troubled? You don't think about those Brijbasis. Listen to my good advice. We'll have Gargamuni. He's very expert in mathematics. And he can calculate every bite of food that you two brothers ate while you were in Vrindavan. And then I promise that my husband, Brajasena, Ugrasena, he'll give Nanda Maharaj twice that much money that he spent to feed you." And Krishna couldn't speak. He just cried. We can sing a few songs about this. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Sometimes in the inner chambers of Rukmini, and sometimes when he was alone with Satyabhama, something would happen to Krishna. Who's playing mridanga? Satata bihare Krishna edon hara sange radhika vichede murcha premira tarange. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Satata bihare Krishna, edonhara sanghe. In the association of those queens in Dwarka, Krishna was always doing pastimes. But sometimes, in their association, Radhika, Vichedi Murcha, Premera Taranga. Sometimes Krishna would remember Srimati Radharani and the love that she had for him. And Krishna would fall unconscious on the ground. Atyantani Magna Kabu Koraye Pralap Kabu Radha Radha Boli Kore Anutape. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Sometimes Krishna would become delirious in ecstasy and he would start calling out, Radhe, Radhe, and Krishna would cry. Kabumora kore rahe bahe ashuda Achanta sudipta hoy satvika vika Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Sometimes Krishna would just sit very quiet while everyone else was talking. Like he was oblivious to them. And suddenly Krishna would start crying. And they couldn't understand why. Rukmini and Satyabhama, they were very astonished to see what's happened to our husband. And one day when Krishna came back to his external senses, they asked him, what's the matter? And Krishna was quiet. They asked him three or four times, and finally Krishna told them, Brajaloke preme ami vayachirini tasabhasharana kori adi barajani Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He said, you don't know, you got married to me. Rukmini, your father, Maharaj Bhishmaka, he gave you to me in marriage, but he didn't know something. No father wants his debt, wants his daughter to marry a boy who has a big, big debt. And he said that your father didn't know, but I'm in debt. I'm in debt to the people of Braj. I can't stop thinking about them. And amongst all the people of Braj, Srimati Radharani is the best. In beauty and in qualities, no one is equal to her. And Radharani knows nothing but my lotus feet. While sleeping or waking, she doesn't know anything but me. Amabini sakale ke mone pranadhare Radhika Smarana Matre Hridoya Vidare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna She said, Krishna told them, I don't know how the residents of Vrindavan are staying alive without me there. And then Krishna told them, thinking of Srimati Radharani, it breaks my heart. Mane buji eka matra achaye karan amara gamana ase dadaye jiban hey Hare Krishna Hare Krishna There's only one thing keeping them alive. I told them, Ayasha, Ayasha, I'm going to return. The hope that I'm coming back is the one thing that's keeping them alive. When Rukmini and Satyabhama heard about this, don't think they're not rasik devotees. They're also very rasik, and they love Krishna. He said, wow, who is this Radharani? Is there some way that we can meet her? And Krishna didn't say anything, but he was thinking to himself, not such an easy thing. I also many times wanted to meet Radharani, but I couldn't do it. And Krishna told them, it's very difficult. Only if she desires is it possible. And the land of Braj is very far away, and they'll never leave there. And if I take you and I go there, then the Yadu dynasty may get attacked here while I'm gone. So it's not possible. And then Krishna was quiet for a moment. He said, but there is one hope. There's one way. Katadina pore habe surya uparage Tate tita shnana jatra kore mahavage Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna In a few days, the sun will be in Uparag. There'll be some eclipse. And at that time, all the pious people all over India, they'll take bath. Jai Mata Vai Bhava Jaiche Adipacha Hoy Jata Vidi Danadika Sakale Kodai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Visheshata Kurukshetre Sabaragamane Ehi Barshe Hoide Mahagrahana Karane Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. Especially everyone from all over Bharatvarsh, they'll go to Kurukshetra for this solar eclipse. And at that time, Krishna, he wrote a letter. And he sent it with a messenger to Vrindavan. And by coincidence, that's both a question and a statement, there was an assembly at that time in Vrindavan. And all the Brijbasis had come together. They couldn't tolerate separation from Krishna. And they spoke with Nanda Maharaj. They told him that, Nanda Baba, somehow we have to meet with Krishna. There must be some way. Is there something that we can do? Just at that time, the messenger arrived with a letter. And Brinda, would you like to know what Krishna wrote to them in the letter? Yavach chatukshayam nagvati milyana kritismabir udyuktir ishta tasmat plishta vayam ta pratividam aduna tatilabdaschirena asmin surya grahe yanikila janataya puryamanam kurunam chitram vyajaya kuryamahamata Bhavatam Anjasa Sanjanaya. The letter said, "Oh Father, as long as I haven't destroyed all the demons, I have to stay in Dwarka, but I desire some way that we can meet." And I found a solution after a long time. Kurukshetra will be full of people on the occasion of the eclipse, so I can easily meet with you there. Because if Krishna were to go to Vrindavan, Jarasandha, and Sishupal, Dantavakra, and the other demoniac kings, they'll attack Vrindavan. Or if Krishna were to meet them in some other place, they may attack them. And they'll know about Krishna's love for the Brijbasis. If they don't attack there, then they may go later when Krishna's not there with them. But if you meet me in Kurukshetra, there's millions of people will be going there. No problem. No one will understand the purpose of us going there to meet you. And Krishna said, of course, in the letter, he said, of course, I'm going to come to Braj and directly meet everyone, of course. But for those of you who don't believe this, then they can come and meet me in Kurukshetra. And he said, now you may be thinking to yourself, this is a bit of a dilemma. Because obviously Krishna wants to meet with the gopis and Radharani in Kurukshetra. But the gopis and Radharani are married. And if they go with their husbands, how is it going to work out? Krishna's very clever. In the letter, Krishna said, he said that the cows are my heart. But the cows, they should stay in Vrindavan. It's too far for them to walk. And my dear friends, who just happen to be married to the gopis, if they really love me, they should stay behind and take care of the cows. The cows are everything in Braj. So when everyone heard this, they said, yes, this is very good. Mm-hmm. And Krishna's friends who were married to the gopis, they said, since we serve Krishna with our very life, even the smallest desire on his part is our desire. And Krishna wrote a letter to the gopis, which that messenger delivered in a secret place. And Krishna told them, although I'm coming there every day to meet with you in secret, and you think it's a dream or a vision, it's going on. But we should meet together in some place where my enemies are not present, and a place where those people who oppose our meeting are not present. Kurukshetra is such a place. So we should go there together. We should meet there together. So Mother Yashoda and the residents of Vrindavan, they became very excited. Yes, we're going to go to Kurukshetra. We're going to see Krishna. And everyone was so happy. So there were two processions that were going to Kurukshetra from Dwarka. All the members of the Yadu dynasty were going, and the earth was shaking with the weight of the millions of soldiers and the huge war elephants. And from a distance, people's eyes were blinded because their chariots were made out of gold and silver. And they had huge piles of gold in the backs of their chariots and diamonds and jewels, because they were going to Kurukshetra for a pious event, and they wanted to give charity. And meanwhile, there were some village people coming from Vrindavan. And they brought a few cows with them for the purpose of giving some milk to Krishna when they met with him in Kurukshetra. And those people, they were going in their wooden ox carts on the path. And they didn't have gold and jewels in the back of their carts. They were carrying gobar, cow dung, so they can cook for Krishna. And as those gopis were walking, Jiva Goswami says, they were walking sometimes with their eyes open and sometimes with their eyes closed. Sometimes they started running. Sometimes they started crying. Sometimes they became stunned. And they couldn't move. And they were just standing there. Yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishayitam. And for them, a moment seemed like a millennium. And they were running to go to see again their pranavallabha Krishna after such a very, very long separation. Many people were coming to Kurukshetra. And different people had different purposes in their coming. There were many kings who were coming there, and their purpose was punyalabha. They wanted to get some pious credits. If we go to Vrindavan, sometimes we think, and I'll take bath in Radhakun, I'll become purified. I'll get some piety. Some people think like that. And so many kings, they were going to Kurukshetra thinking, yes, we'll get some punyalabha, we'll take bath on a sacred day. And we'll give in charity. It'll be very good for us. The members of the Yadu dynasty weren't thinking like that. They were thinking, Krishne no bhaktir ashtiti, that we want Krishna bhakti. But the Brijbasis, they had another desire. Shama Sundara Chandravadana Tanhira Eka Falak Darshan. If just for one moment we can see the beautiful face of Shama Sundara, of Krishna, then everything will be perfect. They wanted to see that Sushitala Krishna, who Krishna is like the moon. The moon is very cooling. Because when you have a fire, you need something to put the fire out. And the Brijbasis were burning alive. They were suffering from the forest fire of separation from Krishna. My grandma, she liked to quote a verse from Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhav, which described Radharani's situation after Krishna had left Vrindavan. She was crying. And one day she saw a crow go overhead. And she said, "Hey, brother crow, please, I see you're flying in the direction of Mathura. Please go to Krishna and give him a message." Bratavaya samandale mukuta he niskramya gostaditaha sandesham vadavandanotaramamum brindata vindrame dagdum prana pashum sikivirahabur inde madangalaye sandram nagara chandrabindi Rabasat Asargalabandhanam. You tell him on my behalf, "O moon of amorous heroes, the flames of separation are beginning to burn the house of my body." And when a householder finds that his home is on fire, what is his first obligation? His first obligation is to take care of the animals, to release the cows, because they can't get out. They have to go and unlock the door. And Radharani, she told Krishna in this letter, "The house of my body is on fire, and the animal of my life breath wants to escape, but there's a bar on the door, and the animal of my life breath can't get out. You have to come and unlock the door." What is that lock? That lock is your promise. Ayasya, I'll return. That's the one thing that's keeping me alive. So you should unlock that door so that I can die in peace and stop suffering in this way. When the residents of Vrindavan arrived in Kurukshetra, they found there were millions of people there. They were a little confused. And then suddenly, they smelled something familiar. The bodily aroma of Krishna. And they all became very, very ecstatic. When they arrived, someone greeted them. "Oh, Krishna's made some arrangement for you. Here's some special tents for the Brijbasis and for Nanda Maharaj and others." And then someone went and told Krishna, "Brijbasis have come." And immediately, Krishna went running to that place. And he came there with Devaki and Vasudev. Krishna, first of all, he went to Nanda Maharaj. And when Nanda Maharaj saw him, Nanda Maharaj wanted to embrace him. But he became a little shy in front of everyone. And he just stood there and began crying when he saw Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram immediately ran and they touched their father's feet, and then Nanda Maharaj embraced him and began sobbing and crying and holding on to his two sons. And then Krishna said, "Bapa, where's Mata? Father, where's Mother?" And Nanda Maharaj, he couldn't speak, but he just pointed. And there was one cart there. And Krishna went to that place. And Mother Yashoda was sitting inside that cart. And Krishna said, "Mata, Mata." Mother Yashoda began crying, "Kanu, Kanu, Gopal, Gopal." And Krishna came. And Mother Yashoda, and just like sometimes we give a deity of Krishna, we give him a bath in the water of the Triveni. And Mother Yashoda began to give Krishna a bath in the same way, but not with jugs of water and Purusha Shukta mantras. She gave Krishna a different kind of bath. While she was embracing him, she was crying. And the water from her eyes came through the kajal, the black marks around her eyes. And that water became black, like the water of the Jamuna River, which is there at the Triveni. And meanwhile, the milk in her breast started pouring forth like the white water of the Ganga, which is also there in the Triveni. And at the same time, in the Triveni, there's the Ganga, the Jamuna, and there's the Sarasvati River. You can't see the Sarasvati. And Mother Yashoda began to bathe Krishna with the oil of her love, which no one could see. And so just like we give the deity of Krishna a bath in the water from the Triveni, Mother Yashoda did this in her own way. And Mother Yashoda, she was crying and holding on to Krishna. And Devaki and Vasudev, they were there, and they saw what was going on. And Devaki, she said, Yashoda, I just want to thank you. Huh? You were so kind. Even though he's not your son, you took such good care of our boy. Now, maybe the men can't really understand this kind of thing. But sometimes ladies, they're very expert in saying what we call in Sanskrit, parokshava. Means you say one thing, but you mean another thing. This is very important for husbands to learn. Sometimes it's your wedding anniversary. And you come home and you say, dear, you know, all the devotees, they're going to have some fun today. They're going to do something. They're going to go swimming in the lake. And they invited me to go. Is it okay if I go? And your wife says, that's fine. Go ahead. It's all right. You have to learn. This is parokshavat. She's saying one thing, but she means the complete opposite. Prabhuji understands this, yes? She means the exact opposite. She's saying, yes, you can go. Go ahead. But what she really means is, if you go, when you come back, the door is going to be locked. And you're in big trouble. So, Devaki was speaking in one way, but she's meaning something else. Actually, she was speaking in a very harsh way. She was indicating to Mother Yashoda that Krishna's not really your son. But our acharyas have described that Mother Yashoda, she defeated Devaki. How did she defeat Devaki? She didn't even hear what Devaki said. She was so absorbed in her gopal and just crying. She was so very, very happy. So Krishna spent some time with him. And then Krishna, he said, Mata, I have some other people to meet. You excuse me. And then Krishna took Uddhava with him. And he put Uddhava in front of him. Mark it. And Krishna went to see the gopis. Why did he put Uddhava in front of him? This is also parokshavat. Krishna's giving a message. I didn't forget you. See, Uddhava, remember, I sent a message to Uddhava. And when Krishna arrived there, finally there was union between the gopis and Krishna after so many, many years. But what happened at that time? Krishna became confused. When he saw that the gopis, they were wearing very old, torn, unwashed cloth, and their hair was not washed and it was laying in a mess. When Krishna saw the condition of the gopis, who after Krishna's disappearance had stopped eating, stopped taking bath. My Guru Maharaj in one lecture, he said once that they became so thin in separation from Krishna that the rings on their little fingers became bangles on their wrists. And when Krishna saw them in that situation, Krishna became dizzy. And he had to lean on Uddhava to keep himself from falling over. And Krishna, he said, why have you been suffering on account of me? He said that, didn't you see me? I was going there every day. I was coming to see you. And the gopis. Tabe sabe barbar koraye rodan puna murcha gata hoya nahika chetan hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. When the gopis saw Krishna, they began to cry. And they fell down on the ground, unconscious. And again, after some time, they would rise up. And again, they would see Krishna. And again, they would fall unconscious. Again and again. And Krishna began to pacify them and speak with them in so many ways. And finally, after a long time, Krishna pacified them. And Krishna at that time, he was thinking to himself, Udhavira dvara jj upadesha kaila virahaharano paya sabha yarta hoila he. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna thought, I sent Uddhava with a message of love to relieve their pain. But it didn't work. And Krishna thought, what can I do? How can I remove the pain in the heart of the gopis? He thought, Sadharana bhaya duk tasa bhara gela antarina dukha dura tatapi nahi lahe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sadharana bhaya duk tasa bhara gela. I can remove their external pain, but their inner pain will remain. They've seen me. And by seeing me, their external pain is removed, but they still have another very deep thorn in their heart, which hurts them. It's a little late. If anybody needs to go, please don't. Hold on. We'll continue for a few more minutes. And Krishna thought, there's one thing to do. Tabitasa bhara shok laga bakarane kshama karayite nija aparada ghane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Krishna began to cry and he folded his hands. Doshakami Moadami. Please forgive me. He prayed to the gopis. I did a very terrible thing. I betrayed our love. You didn't betray our love, but I betrayed our love. You please forgive me. And that was a very wonderful moment. At that moment, the gopis, their hearts became relieved and they forgave Krishna. And then Krishna began to speak to them in very loving ways. And then the poet says a very nice thing. Solundava chane tabe kore sambasan utariya vastradila vasite asan. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What did the gopis do at that time? They began to take their utariyas, their shawls, and they put them in a pile. And they made a seat and offered it to Krishna. Is there no good chair there in Kurukshetra? Why are they doing like this? There's a nice verse some of you may know. Shiman rasada saram bivam sivata tatastitaha karshan venisvanar gopir gopinata shiestunaha. The verse describes Gopinath. And how... At Vamsivat, he met with the gopis. And the Bhagavatam says that when the gopis met Krishna at Vamsivat, they did the Rasalila. And it was a very wonderful evening. It went for one Brahma Ratri, one night of Lord Brahma, a few million years. But for the gopis, it was like dick, dick, just a flash. But still they got a little tired. If you dance for a few million years, you might get tired also. Krishna took them in the Jamuna and they took bath and they had some Jalakrita Leela, some pastimes in the water. And then the gopis came out of the water and they made a pile of sand. And they took all of their cloths And they put them on that pile. And they made a seat for Gopinath. And then Krishna sat down with the gopis around him, just like the moon surrounded by the stars. So when the gopis, they met Krishna in Kurukshetra, this is what they did. They took their uttariyas and they put them down. Because the gopis, they know this parokshavat. They know how to speak many things in subtle ways. And by doing this, they're giving a message to Shyamasundar, Krishna. We want you in Vrindavan. Do you remember Vrindavan? And then all the Braj gopis, they sat down around Krishna there in Kurukshetra. And then the daughter of Maharaj Brishabhanu, Srimati Radharani, she began to express the unhappiness in the core of her heart. Veda dharma loka dharma deha dharma sabha chaja tomara charana kainu sahe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Veda dharma loka dharma deha dharma ar sabha tyaja. We gave up all dharma for you. We gave up following the Vedic literatures. We kicked out vanashram, deha dharma, our bodily dharma. We gave up everything for you. We came and we took shelter at your lotus feet. Shayane swapane toma binu nahi jani. Toma na de kile chane koti juga mani he. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. While sleeping and while awake, you were the only thing that we were thinking about. Without you, a moment seemed like a yuga. You promised us that you would return when you went to Mathura, but you didn't come back. And instead, what did you do? You insulted us. You sent Uddhava to Braj. And Uddhava came and started telling us that we should do yoga, that we should meditate on you. And he promised that you would return soon. And we cried. We kept ourselves alive only in the hope that that would happen. And then after a long time again, you sent Balaram to try to solace us. And meanwhile, you were a big man. You're a big king. You took so many wives and you were so very happy. You were having a good time there in Dwarka. We've heard about it. And you didn't understand what was happening with us. We're just residents of the forest. We don't know anything about village life. And the gopis at Kurukshetra, is the 82nd chapter of the 10th canto. They only said one verse to Krishna. Why did they only say one verse? One acharya comments that actually they said many more things. But Shukadeva Goswami couldn't tolerate writing those things. It was too painful for him. So Shukadeva Goswami only gave one verse that they spoke. Ahushchate nalina nava padada vindam yogeshwarai radivi chinjamagada bodai sangsara kupa patitotaranava lambam geham jusam apimanasyudiyat sadanaha. This is parokshavat. The verse has many meanings. The gopis are offering prayers to Krishna. Ahushchate nalina naba padada. Oh, you're Bhagavan, you're God. Does this sound like something the gopis would say? My dear God. The great yogis, Yogeshwarai, Hridivichinjamagada bodai. They meditate on you in their heart. Sangsara kupa patitotaranavalambam. But we're not yogis. We're fallen householders. We don't know about all these things. We're simply engaged in family life. But please, we wish that your lotus feet will be awakened in our heart. Our acharyas have given many different meanings to this. It's a very important verse. Jiva Goswami speaks about it in Priti Sandarbha and is quoted in many places by our acharyas. It has many meanings. Another meaning is that they're telling him that Yogeshwarai, Prithivichinchamagada Bodhi, the great yogis are meditating on you. Now, you've told us that we should meditate on you, but we can't meditate on you. We're just fallen householders. Another meaning, Vishwanath says, is that they're telling him that it's not possible for us to do meditation. Our minds are too disturbed. We're too disturbed thinking about you. We can't sit down and put Padmasana and do some kind of meditation like this. We can't stop thinking about you. There's another meaning. And this verse was spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where? In Jagannath Puri, at the time of Rath Yatra. Another meaning is, excuse us, you're Bhagavan, you're God now, you left the village and now you're a big man, just like Sridhar. Maybe when he grows up, maybe he'll become the CEO of Microsoft Computers. And maybe one day your mother might come to visit you. And she might come and the secretary says, excuse me, ma'am, you have to wait outside. Get an appointment. And then finally your mother gets to see you and she says, do you still remember your mother? Do you still remember your friends? You left us and now you're a big man. Sridhar. You're the CEO of Microsoft Computers. Do you still remember your mother? This is what Radharani is telling Krishna. It's Parokshavad. They're speaking many different things at the same time. So when Srimati Radharani spoke in this way, Krishna became stunned. Tabhi Krishna Chandra Ati Lajita Hoy Kahite Lagila Kichu Vinaya Koriya He Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. Srimati Radharani, she said that, yes, we know you're Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is such a sankalpa. He never tells a lie. But you lied to us. You told us you were going to return, and you didn't come back. And when Krishna heard this, Krishna became ashamed. And Krishna told the gopis, Suna priya gana ami jekahava chan toma sabara rini Ami Sada Sarvakshahe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna said to them, you listen, my beloveds, I'll tell you something. I am in debt to you. Krishna, he tells the gopis, Ahushchate Nalinanab. Oh, he tells them, what's the verse? Naparihaṁ niravadyasam yujam sasadu krityam vibhudāya sāpivā yamābhajam durjaya geha śrīṅkalāya samvichayatāva pratyātu sadhana. I'm in your debt. It's a debt of love. If you owe someone money, you have to repay in like currency, in the same form that you borrowed from. And so this is a debt of love and has to be repaid with love. But Krishna says, I don't have enough money with me. He tells the gopis, Yamabhajam durjaya geha shrinkale tamvichayata vipratyatu sadhana. Let your own sadhana be your glory. It has a purport, a very deep purport. We'll come back to that. Krishna said to Radharani and the gopis, he said, you didn't have it so bad. You were with each other. You were in Vrindavan. You were at Vamsivat, and the Jamuna, and the cows were there, and Govardhan Hill was there. But I was in Dwarka. And no one understood. I had no one that I could speak to. I was surrounded with the queens in Dwarka. And sometimes I told a little something to Satyabhama and to Rukmini and others, but they couldn't understand. And Krishna told them, you left everything to worship me. But because of duty, I had to leave all of you. And Krishna told them, Akritagya jana kabu smiti joginahi ataiva jekahiye mana deha tahe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, we were using this word yesterday. We were speaking about kritagya. Kritagya means grateful. This is a symptom of love, and gratitude. Krishna says, I'm akritagya. I have no gratitude. I'm an ungrateful person. And an ungrateful person doesn't deserve to be remembered. So why have you remembered me? You shouldn't have been thinking about me. And at that time, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they said, hey Krishna, you come with us. Come with us to Vrindavan. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he describes their words. Tomara charana mora braja pura ghare udaya koraye jari tabe vancha pure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They said, oh, hey, Krishna, we don't want you here. We want you in Vrindavan. You please come back to Vrindavan. And then all of our desires will be fulfilled. Say, Baba, say, Krishna, say, Vrindavan. Jabi pai tobe hoy vanshita puran. Hare Krishna, Hare. This way, meeting with Krishna and thinking about Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani, she longed for Krishna to take her again to fulfill her desire in Vrindavan. And the gopis, they told Krishna, Krishna, you have two choices. You can stay here or you can return to Vrindavan with us. But if you stay here, then we'll all die. It's been too long. We can't tolerate the suffering and separation from you any longer. Please try to understand the mood of the meeting at Kurukshetra. It's a very amazing mood. As our gurus like to say sometimes, there were different opposites together in one container. Because there was union. After so very, very long, finally Krishna and the gopis were reunited at Kurukshetra, but they couldn't forget the separation. They couldn't forget Vrindavan. They weren't happy. They were very happy, Krishna's there, but they were unhappy at the same time. We don't like to see you like this, with all this gold and soldiers and elephants and things. We want you in Vrindavan. And there's another element. Although they were meeting and they were very happy, separation was always in front of them. They were thinking, very soon, Krishna's going to go back to Dwarka. And we're going to have to return to Vrindavan without Krishna. So this is Ratha Yatra. This is the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas at Ratha Yatra. We like to say that Ratha Yatra means rescuing God from organized religion and bringing him to the village of our heart, which is Vrindavan. That's the purpose of Ratha Yatra. Those those Dwarkabasis, they kidnapped our Krishna. And now they're making him into God. And they're worshipping him in such a big, big, opulent way. But the Brijbasis and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't want to see him that way. They want him to return to Vrindavan. So we'll speak something more tomorrow about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we'll try to conclude this topic about bhajan and separation, although I don't think it's a topic that could ever actually be concluded. Such a nice subject. Thank you all very much. Shishi Radha Gopinath Juki, Shima Dujarasa Ganaiti, Murti Mahabhad Prakash, Jagannath Swami Ki, Shri Jagannath, Shri Baladev, Shrimati Subhadramai Sudarshan Juki, Shishi Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Samabeda Bhakta Binda Ki, Gopremanandi, Vancha Kopadarubis Cha, Kupa Sindhu Bhaiva Cha, Patita Nam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo. So it's very late, and I don't want to keep anyone. Again, if you need to go, please go. But if somebody has one or two questions, maybe we can try to answer one or two questions. We may answer some of these questions tomorrow also. Yes?
I was wondering if
they met with the gopis in Kurukshetra, but they couldn't properly understand the gopis. Raghunath Das Goswami describes in what is the book? Mukta Charit, the story of the pearls. But that story was told to Satyabhama in Dwarka. It's a story all about Braj, Braj Leela and the gopis. They knew something about the gopis. Don't think that they didn't. But they couldn't understand the gopis exactly, because they had some abhiman. Their love for Krishna was so padika priti. It had an upadi, a designation. Their love for Krishna was patitva. Is a designation. He's our husband. But the love of the gopis was ramatva. They simply loved Krishna for his pleasure. But the Dwarka queens, they had some upadi, some designation. We're the queens of Dwarka. Whereas the Brijbasi gopis, they're taking gobar, cow dung, and that's one of their main engagements. They're collecting cow patties and putting them out in the sun to dry. But those Dwarka queens, they can't do that. We're Dwarka queens. We have so many servants. How can I gobar? I'm going to mat it with my hand. I'm a queen. They have some upadis in their love. But the love of the Brijbasis is nirupadi kapriti. It has no upadi. It's pure love. They saw something and they learned something. We'll speak something more about that tomorrow, about the Braj University of Prem. Anything else this time? Is that okay?
I very much appreciate this class and all the others. Just one question. It's mainly a detail. You said that the Braj Masis, they're not decorated. They came in rugs and they didn't have jewels to bring. But we read and we hear that Brajavasis were very rich and they lived opulently. So how do you understand that?
Thank you, Gopinath, inspiring you to say that, because I forgot to explain that. The gopis, they want to give a message to Krishna. In separation from Krishna, they were dressed in rags and they were suffering. And when they went to go meet Krishna, they left those rags on. Now, a queen or someone, when Krishna would return, they would decorate themselves very much, but the gopis didn't. They wanted Krishna to remember, and especially they wanted Krishna to remember what he did to one person, Srimati Radharani, and how she had to suffer in your separation. Just see how she's dressed. Just see what she's been going through.
Is there a relation between the devotion of Arjuna and the gopis?
Is there a relation between the devotion of Arjuna and the gopis? Interesting question. Arjun hears something about the gopis, and Arjun is also seeing the gopis and the Brijbasis in Kurukshetra. This is the second Braj University of Prem, which Krishna opened, so those very intimate devotees could see Krishna. They know something, but there's still some problem there. And therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna in the Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityaga, Mami Kam Sharanam Braja, Aham Tam Sarva Papibhyo, Moksha Yashinami, Mam Suchaha. That, my dear Arjuna, you should surrender everything. And by this, some of our acharyas say he's indicating the gopis and the brijbasis. And in particular, my grandmother said, by use of the word braj, Sarva Dharmam Parityaga, Mami Kam Sharanam Braja. And he said that when Krishna spoke this verse, the Gita was over. Krishna couldn't speak anymore because he remembered Vrindavan and everything was finished. So Arjuna understood something in that regard. And then Arjuna came again in Gauralila. And he manifested himself. He took birth in a small village called Bentapur in near to Jagannath Puri. And again, he took part in the pastimes of Krishna, only this time as Ramananda Roy. And he understood something more, because he went to that university of Braj Prem in Kurukshetra. He got a little more elevated. Is that okay? Thank you. Nice question. Anything else is there? Okay. Thank you all so much. It's such a nice thing to be able to be with devotees and be able to speak about something like this. It's a rare thing. Even amongst devotees, sometimes, we said the other day, Sachinandan Maharaj, he says sometimes, if you start speaking about Krishna Katha, sometimes even to devotees, the devotees will look at you, and they'll say, are you sexually agitated or something? Do you have a problem? Why are you talking about Krishna? We're not supposed to do that. Even devotees. And what to speak of non-devotees? So this is Guhya Mukhyati Prichati. We should speak something confidential with devotees. And this is our movement. Our movement is devotees, and our movement is Krishna Katha, sharing things. So I want to thank all of you so much for being so kind. Srila Prabhupada ki, Vamsa Kalpa Vidhivas cha, Kripa Sindhu Bhedu cha, Paritanam.